810 on Connect FM. This is your morning connection for a Friday. It is time now to go around PA's 75th. We're talking about the 75th District of Pennsylvania. And in order to do that, we need to have State Representative Mike Armanini with us. And lo and behold, he's with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dan. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, happy Friday. It's always exciting to, when we get together to talk because it's always on a Friday.
Yes, so yes, it is.
Can't go wrong with that.
And, you know, very exciting Friday, the start of high school football.
That's right. We're geared up for it here on our sister station, Sunny 106. We got the Brockway Rovers game tonight as they open the season at Keystone. Of course, the DuBois Beavers opening up tomorrow night in Erie, and I think your other Elk County schools, St. Mary's and Ridgeway, are going to do battle tonight.
Yes, that should be a good clash of Elk County. And,
yeah,
of course, best of luck to all the teams.
Sure.
I just wish there was a home football game here in town this weekend, but maybe we'll get over to St. Mary's to watch that game. So good luck to all the teams. Stay healthy, play hard, and be good.
Well, that's a great way to start off our time together here, Representative Armanini. We're going to kind of take a look at some hard-hitting issues, if you don't mind, here this
morning. Not at all. Not at all.
As we are finishing up the summer and it's back to school time, you know, for families all across the 75th District here, there seems to be, I'm sensing, really a complete disregard for families within the governor's administration. You know, after campaigning as someone who would support school choice initiatives here in the Commonwealth, which there's a lot of support for here in this part of the state, Governor Shapiro and his Democrat allies continue to work against any advances in school choice issues. And they also oppose a voucher program or even the growth of the EITC program, which has been very helpful locally. And also, on top of that, just recently, the governor's health department presented a 500-page document which outlines drastic crackdown measures that the state government could use in the name of health safety, but they seem more like a return to COVID-era overreach, if you ask me. So my question to you is this. It's kind of a double-pronged question.
Okay.
What is going on with the Shapiro administration, first of all? And then could you kind of lay out where you stand on these important issues of family freedom in the 75th District?
Well, you know, to start with the education, the EITC, yes. They tried to, you know, pull a fast one in the House by bringing out a bill that would change the formulation and so forth with that.
Yeah.
Ironically, the bad part of that bill was you were taking money from the EITC and bring it to the OITC. Now, okay. What that is the OI is for underperforming schools. Guess where all your underperforming schools are? Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So, thankfully, that did not make it.
Okay.
It did not go through. It did not pass. And the EITC program is still as it was, and hopefully it will still continue. And hopefully we can still be, you know, adding to that because there are so many people, companies who want to participate on that we have to expand the amount of money that can go in there, you know, to help schools. And, you know, you're right on that. That was a campaign promise of Shapiro to, you know, free choice for education. And he completely went back on it. Took his funding from, you know, the PSEA union and halted it. So that's kind of bad, you know, going completely against of what you told people up to a week before the election that you were for that and then switched on that. So we'll see what happens, you know, with that. Right now, everything is as is, which is good.
There was no growth, but it does stay as it was last year.
There's no changes to it. So, you know, and you're right. It does benefit many of the schools in our area, but it benefits schools across the Commonwealth.
Sure.
You know, this isn't just, say, going into a private school or this or that. This is being able to go into a different public school that is better. And, you know, again, I always say we're very fortunate of the high-end education facilities, school districts, public and private that we have in the 75th District. One thing we know is the dollars that are coming to our school districts are being used wisely. And we do have very good, talented teachers and great students who are getting a good education. So that's a good thing.
They
need to look at rural Pennsylvania and how we make things work a little bit better than just going in and listening to a small group.
Yeah, instead of just seeing it as a formula for, well, the ones that are struggling the most and thinking that they need the money,
right,
as opposed to the ones that are performing well, why not bolster those systems a little bit with the funding, and also give parents that option to have their students educated where they would like to have them educated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what about the other part of that? Talking about that, that new list of rules, which I guess the governor can issue, that doesn't require legislation. So the Department of Health came out with a new 500-page guideline, which more or less returns us and maybe even makes more drastic those guidelines that were in place during the COVID era.
Well, you know, I've been reading up on that. And on this past week, I was attending. They had meetings for the skill games with, the private clubs and the business, small business people and so forth. And that topic came up. I would have to say, of the 100-plus people in the room at both locations, there was zero support for anything that he's doing here. Small business owners know more than anybody, they never, never want to go back to these COVID measures that were put on the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. For sure, now that we know everything that was imposed on us did not matter, did not work. We had states, our neighboring states like Ohio, who put no mandates and didn't do the distancing thing. They didn't have a higher mortality rate or anything. Mm-hmm. So I believe if he tries to pull this again, he is going to get huge resistance on this. The news that came out of the Lancaster area where, you know, unfortunate that little baby passed away. It was not toward measles, and he came out and held an actual press conference on that, stating it was. And thankfully, the medical examiner from Lancaster came out and had to correct the governor, saying, no, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. So that's just bad that they're already, you know, taking measures to that extent. And in all honesty, Pennsylvania is not really following any of the CDC guidelines that are coming, you know, from the federal level. But then again, the governor is not listening to anything from the federal level. Mm. You know, we're trying to get more tax revenue and make programs work better in Pennsylvania. We're in the top 10 states in the country for welfare recipients.
Yeah.
Now you would think with the fraud that we are seeing throughout the country, you would want to audit to make sure that that program is working correctly.
Sure.
And, you know, making sure that it's not being abused, and not to let that happen is just wrong.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
We can correct, you know, problems, but we need to find them and address them. And without doing that, you're kind of just putting it under the rug. And he's extremely good at putting things under the rug.
And unfortunately, also recently, we heard of some of that fraud, especially regarding Medicare and Medicaid, that took place, surprise, surprise, again, in that southeast corner of our Commonwealth in the Philadelphia area that the Justice Department uncovered. And hopefully we'll go against, but hopefully there'll be a better effort here within the state.
Yes.
From the governor's office and throughout the legislature and the Justice Department with Attorney General Sunday in place there. And we'll make some progress in nipping some of that in the bud.
Definitely. Attorney General Sunday is making headway and he is taking charge, which is great to see.
Sure.
And he's doing an excellent job and he's moving forward, and it's good to have someone in that position who is doing the job regardless of what party he is. And that's the thing that we should all realize is that you need to do the job first and worry about politics later.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Yeah. Excellent statement. And, it's a fight, isn't it, Representative Armanini?
Yes, you know, it's
ongoing.
It's an ongoing fight. You know, Pennsylvania, we have a lot of issues we need to address. Of course, you and I, Dan, spoke many times about the electric issue. You know, we need to generate new electricity.
Yep.
We know natural gas can come on board to whereas we could have new generation within 2 to 3 years. This is not something new. You know, they have been telling us for over 7 years, you are going to have blackouts by 2035 if you do not increase your base load energy production. We haven't done that. I don't know why. I fight for it every day. You know, we need to unleash natural gas and we better not close our coal facilities, because those two coal facilities that were scheduled, thankfully, are not getting taken off of the grid line. That is what kept you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And that is the reason why you did not have blackouts. Regardless of what anyone tells you, coal was the reason why you still had electric.
Yeah. Well, some hard issues to address here on a Friday morning, but we appreciate you stopping by, State Representative Armanini, and sharing with us and continuing that fight
for us
at the state capitol. And as we head into a weekend, one of the final weekends of the summer season, I know summer doesn't officially end till September, but we're kind of in the back to school time. And
I think as soon as you start seeing pumpkin flavored this and pumpkin flavored that, it's fall.
That's a signal.
I noticed that yesterday.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this morning, and hope that you have a great weekend, and we'll touch base with you again at the end of September.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, and everyone have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend next weekend.